This is a phase one commutation hearing for inmate David Baxter, ADC number 120854. And Mr. Baxter is 58 years old. Before I go on, I should mention board members present are the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. I'm Gail Rittenhouse. Mr. Baxter is 58 years old, and he is serving 15 years for fraudulent schemes and artifices, and a concurrent car theft, theft of means of transportation for 9 years, and forgery for 6 years. The fraudulent schemes crime occurred on August 26th, 2008, or thereabouts. The vehicle theft and forgery on in September of 2008. He was convicted via plea agreement on October 8th, 2009. Mr. Baxter owes a great deal of restitution in the approximate amount of $86,674. He is currently serving, as I mentioned, 15 years, and he is requesting a 3-year reduction in his sentence. He currently has an earned release credit date of July 22, 2021, so that would have a community supervision begin date of May 6, 2021, and community supervision end date of September 4, 2023. If the 3-year reduction were granted, his new sentence end date would be October 10th of 2018, or essentially time served, because that date is in the past. Mr. Baxter is requesting this reduction based on the fact that he has serious heart disease, and that he has changed his thinking patterns since he's been in prison. He does have a considerable criminal history. That includes prison, these prior prison terms, one for dangerous drugs, 2.5 years, a second one for dangerous drugs for 3.5 years, conviction for theft, 3.5 years, another dangerous drug, 2.5 years, misconduct involving weapons, 2.5 years, a marijuana violation, 1 year, and a dangerous drug violation for 3.5 years, and a marijuana violation for 2.5 years. Those are merely the prison terms that he has served. As far as his criminal history, it is even more extensive, including several dangerous drug charges, theft, and marijuana possession. The crimes themselves were between August 13, 2008 and January 20, 2009. Mr. Baxter and several co-defendants were involved in a variety of activities involving fraud, forgery, identity theft, and theft. They knowingly used fraudulent and stolen identity and financial information to defraud various businesses and individuals. Mr. Baxter has completed some programming, cultural diversity, construction, plumbing, thinking for change were noted in the progress report, and he has only one discipline while he's been incarcerated, and that was dismissed for a procedural error on the part of Department of Corrections. He has 5 support letters in his file. As to whether the sentence is excessive, on count 3, which is the fraudulent schemes, the sentences could have ranged from 4.5 for mitigated minimum, 6 for minimum, 9.25 for presumptive, 18.5 for maximum, and 23.25 for aggravated maximum. On that one, Mr. Baxter received 15 years, which is more than the presumptive but less than the maximum. On the count 25, which was the vehicle theft, those sentences ranged from 3.5 for mitigating minimum to 4.5 for minimum, 6.5 for presumptive, 13 for maximum, and 16.25 for aggravated maximum. Mr. Baxter received 9 years, which is more than the presumptive but less than the maximum on that one. On count 35, the sentences possibly ranged from 2.25 for mitigated minimum, 3 for minimum, 4.5 for presumptive, 6 for maximum, and 7.5 for aggravated maximum. On that one, Mr. Baxter did receive the maximum. However, considering the number of counts involved in this, the number of victims, the amount of restitution owed, and the fact that this was a ring of, I will count the co-defendants, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people. So this would be 9 people involved in these schemes to defraud businesses. I do not see this sentence as excessive. However, I would listen to any input from fellow board members. Any thoughts from fellow board members? Then, based on information that I've just mentioned, I'm going to make a motion that we not pass the application of David Baxter, ADC number 120854, that we not pass this application to the governor for further review.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Neal. Agreed, Dr. Ray. The packet will not be passed to the governor, and this concludes the hearing for David Baxter at this time.